Coach seemed like from that first offensive play on, it maybe just wasn't going to be our day. Cowie overthrew the receiver. They ended up getting the interception, scoring a couple plays later. Did you feel that way, or does it feel that way now after the game's over?
Well, probably so now, Wes. At the time you think you're back in it, and then we scored. But, yeah, I think that's probably pretty true. To keep the language, wholesome and family. We got our rear end kicked. I mean, there's you can do all the philosophy, psychology, all that stuff, but they drilled us. They, outplayed, outcoached. They got us good, and we got beat bad.
The turnovers seemed to be a problem. You had a fumble on one. It looked like you were talking to the official. It looked like he might have been out of bounds while touching the football. But they gave him the football there.
Well, we're posturing, we're trying to get calls and that stuff, and there's some that don't go your way. But like I told our kids with about 4 minutes to go, and I told them after the game, is we're not going to be a team that's going to complain about the officials. They didn't cost that football game. That was not the reason we got smoked. We did that all by ourselves. You're always going to fight for a call, but. That had really very little to do with what happened on the field.
We talked about how many formations they can run and how many different ways they can beat you, and we saw a lot of it today. They throw a lot of those, short passes. They get rid of the ball quick. They throw a lot of formations at you. They scored on a shovel pass. I mean, it seemed like every time we thought we maybe had them, they got free and got a play on it.
Well, they did, and, the one right at the end of the first half where – they get a score. It's called back as offensive pass interference. So now we've got them third and 20 on the 25, and they run four verticals, and we jump the second one, and no one covers the third one. That's the stuff that makes you look bad. It just doesn't make you look like you know what you're doing, and that was disappointing. And then they right at the start of the second half, they went after the jugs off that pick to end it, and virtually. They did, and hit a play action on a scissors route, and we didn't cover that one, so we gave up two or three long ones that you can't do that to beat good football teams.
Looked like you were able to run the ball in that second half. Obviously you didn't have a whole lot of time to make a comeback doing that, but looked like you were able to push them off the ball and get some running.
Well, true, but part of that was they did the. Humane thing, if you would, and they took some kids out, and they had their second quarterback in still in the third quarter and was running the football, and there was a lot of their twos there in the, in the last couple of drives, so we got one, if you would, late, but a lot of that was I think because of the type. I mean, they're playing a lot of deep coverage because they figured we were going to try to throw, and we wanted to do the right thing, and as far as we didn't think the game was in doubt, and that's not a situation where you start calling timeouts and running trick plays or something like that. I think you do the right thing when, the game is, isn't really in doubt. And it, in the middle of the fourth quarter, it was, 40-7, and it wasn't much in doubt.
How do you, I know this is going to be a question you'll be trying to answer all week, but how do you bounce back from this one? And obviously this one takes you out of contention for the playoffs and
sure.
and those type of things. But you got to come back down on the road, another long trip next week. How do you bounce back from this one?
Well, I think this is, really a good test of your character, your integrity, your fortitude, your toughness, all those, adjectives that people use when they, you want you to do good things. I mean, I really believe we'll play well. If we end up 6-4, there's going to be a whole bunch of teams at 6-4, 6-5, right in there, and you're a team. If we end up 7-3, we're in the top four in our league. And that's something that you can be proud of. And if you can say, hey, the only three losses we had were on the road to top, with them winning Grand Valley, they might all be top 10 teams when it's all said and done.
They could all
be playoff teams. And if we can do that, then I think at the end of the year, like when you look back and judge them, 7-3 is a good football team. We won a championship a couple years ago, 7-3.
Yeah, right.
That's a long ways from being done. It's easy to sit here and say that that's going to happen, but Lake Erie is going to score points. They score points on everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got your work cut out for obviously getting on the bus and doing it again, coming back down. Well, thanks for taking time to come up and talk to us, and look forward to seeing what happens next week.
Great. Thanks, Wes.
That's head coach Tom Curley on our Aspire as Keweenaw Coaches Corner.